Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Lucier. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lou Lucier. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoover moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Wakefield moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. Wakefield moves to third. Higgins moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucier fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe, who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Partee and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Overmeyer bunts towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to first for the out. Parsons moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucier fields it and throws to third for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee strikes out. One out. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Fox reaches second base with a double. Culberson goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe, who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Partee reaches second base with a double. Lupien scores. Lake moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lucier hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lake scores. Partee moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Partee scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Culberson steals second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe is hit by the pitch. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lazor now playing left field. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Wood pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ned Harris pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.